Hi, good morning, Jason.
Good morning, how's it going?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Pretty good.
Awesome, man. Happy Friday. This is Evan from Local Slash giving you our scheduled callback.
Yeah, so I had a few questions. One of them was, how long will it take for the website to be up? Like, I know it might not be up on the top of Google right away, but how long until the website is, like, created and active?
Yeah, I generally see those be published within the first 2-3 weeks. They get up pretty fast. Like, especially if you do stay on top of it and get us all of our pictures, we can get those pumped out pretty quick. And those come out around the same time as those Facebook ads do.
Okay. The other question that I had was, I think you said that it took like 90 days roughly to start showing up on the top of Google.
Actually half that, about 45.
Oh, okay. And then, the subject words for like the Google search engine, do you guys like kind of study that, or do I tell you what I really want the search stuff to be?
Yeah, so actually on this same call, like when we sign you up, I schedule your onboarding with one of our programming specialists. And they do their due diligence and look into what you do. So when they get onto the phone with you, they actually have a list of keywords that work, and they actually go through that list with you and see which ones fit you best.
Okay, how long does that typically take, like, to start up?
That onboarding, it's about a 30-minute phone call.
I do have an appointment at 8:30.
Okay. Well, yeah, to just get this going, it's only going to take like 5-10 minutes, and then we schedule that onboarding for whenever you're actually available. We have them available, and those people schedule out to the time that you are.
Okay. That was some of the old questions that I had.
Okay.
Like on the website, you guys are going to take care of it, but like, a lot of our busy work is the storage shed. It's a huge market.
Right.
And that is one of the things that I would like to have, like, kind of like an online shop kind of deal.
Yeah.
Where
we could definitely do something like that.
Like, in other words, like, you know how you get on Marketplace or Craigslist and it'll show you what size, picture, and the price?
Yeah, we can make a little product page for you. I think they can like hold up to like 50 items.
Okay, yeah, because that's kind of what I'm interested in. That way I can, because the shed industry is a really big industry. We've been going strong in it for, like, my grandfather's been doing it about 30 years.
Oh, wow.
It's not the biggest profit margin, but it is a good chunk. But because I'm looking to do those, and that was one of the other things is, like I was telling you, I do them and I deliver them to Española, which is further than Santa Fe. I deliver them to Taos. I deliver them to Las Cruces. I deliver them to a lot of places. Remote area,
yeah,
like way, way further than that 50-mile threshold.
Okay.
Is there a possibility like that the shed can get shown, or is it best to just kind of put it in the website how far we deliver?
Yeah, I mean, we could do both. We could put like a product page that they could actually make the purchase on, and link it up for you. Also, put there somewhere that you're willing like to deliver. We could definitely put that on the site itself, since you said it's like a money maker for sure, something that's just consistent work and consistent money. We don't want to put you out of there on your presence. So I went ahead and notated that for you, that you'd like a product page to list all the sheds that you like offer.
Correct. And of course, the garages too.
Yeah. Yeah, so definitely, let's go ahead and get these notes together. So definitely, the sheds, we're going to put a product page on there. That'll take care of it. But it's like non-attached garages is really like your bread and butter, what you like doing, right?
Well, I don't really want to advertise it as just non-attached because, I mean, a lot of people can't just get a non-attached. They want to do a attached garage.
Right, I got you for the custom garages, but just for, like, we're able to also throw emphasis on specialties if you have them, and I went ahead and put you down as, like, a specialty would be.
The specialty really would be, though, just custom garages.
Okay.
I don't really want to break them up because I know that it's still going to be there, but I want to emphasize garages in general, just out the door, because even though the additions are a little bit different, so
you'll still take them.
Yeah, they call me today. I don't turn down no garages unless they're like a lot of people nowadays want to build those cheap metal kits, and
right.
I don't install those. That's one of the biggest issues that I have with Angie's List. Is they're always sending me people that want to install something that they have, and I don't do that, but according to them, when you say that you build garages, you build those as well, so.
Right. Okay, so that puts it perfect. So I went ahead and marked all that down, those custom garages of really any kind, and of course those sheds for sure, and also threw in their enclosures and outbuilding, so.
And house additions is a big thing. Those are a little bit of can of worms sometimes, but our main specialty is really the garages, additions, casitas. That's what I got my crews ready for. The sheds is just busy work today, but it's constant.
Right. And with this, we could definitely find you some more of those bigger jobs for sure. So definitely put down those house additions. Now, what are some specific, like, cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting to be found in?
Rio Rancho. Albuquerque. Bernalillo. Los Lunas, Belen, and how hard would it be to test it out? Like if I put Santa Fe now, and I want to take it off because I'm getting too many calls over there. Because it's a little bit harder to do work a little bit further. How does that work?
Yeah.
Could I just take that out?
Yeah, I mean, we can start you off on that if you'd like. I'm going to go ahead and notate that you want to try out Santa Fe. And if it does come to that you're just, like, taking calls over there and you're sick of driving all that way, all you do is call us up and let us know that you're done being listed there. And we do the rest of the work, making sure that you aren't popping up as much. So that's no problem. Perfect. I got that.
The county, Bernalillo County. And I want to do Sandoval County, but let me ask you, do I have to do all of Sandoval County? Because I don't service all of it. It's a huge county.
No, you don't. We get specific in asking which specific, like, cities you want to stay within and how far you're willing to travel. It's not going to be, like, a clear-cut 50-mile radius. So we, like, kind of morph it to exactly where you're actually working in.
Yeah, because, like, we don't do no, like, work on the reservation like that. We do sell sheds to the reservation, but we don't do no garages or additions.
Right.
We don't do that.
Maybe yeah.
Completely different system. Another thing is Sandoval County, I really would only like to, I guess, Rio Rancho and Bernalillo is pretty good for Sandoval, I would say. Bernalillo County, that's pretty much it for the this type of work.
Yeah, I think that gives me.
You can go in Edgewood.
Okay.
Edgewood's considered Bernalillo County. You could put Edgewood, Vieira.
Okay.
That's all the mountain area.
Yeah, and, that gives me a rough idea. Like, if the client specialists, if they need a little bit more specification and we're servicing, they will. But I think this gives us a great idea, at least to start with, where we're going to put you. And then, like I said, we have analytics that go down to the click, so we'll definitely be able to see what places we need to be marketing and prioritizing you in, and then we're constantly going to be marketing this. And now, with this, you are licensed and insured with this, right, Jason?
What was that?
Are you licensed and insured with this business?
I am licensed right now. I don't have the insurance, but I will be getting
Right, getting it soon. Gotcha.
But I've been licensed since 2023, I believe, or 2022, I don't really remember.
Gotcha. All right. And Jason, how is your first name spelled? Jason?
Correct.
And what is your last name?
Garcia.
And is 4548 Limestone Drive Northeast a good billing address for you?
Correct.
Okay. Now just give me one moment.
I don't
discount.
Have to display an address online, do I?
Oh, no. That address is just for billing purposes only. And no, we don't have to display a...
I have a home-based business because I'm out in the field all day.
Yeah, we don't have to display that at all. We are a Google partner, so that's a good workaround that we have, that you can still work out of a home base but not have it listed, of course, because it's kind of weird. It can get weird, at least.
Yeah.
I appreciate your patience. I'm just getting those two discounts we had yesterday applied. Okay, so for this transaction today, Jason, what kind of card are we going to be using?
Visa.
All right, great. And I'm ready for that number, whatever you are.
How much did the total amount come to?
$299 flat, and that's just going to be that monthly payment.
Okay, it is 4246-3154. 2545-0358.
And the expiration date, please?
10/29.
And the CV code as well, please.
041.
Thank you. Now, Jason, we're never going to give out your personal information, but simply because of the sheer amount of traffic that's going to be coming your way, and sadly because of today's climate on the internet, the likelihood of you getting a spoof call is a little bit up there. So what we want to do is prevent anything malicious from happening. With that, we set up a security question. So that way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you would ask us this question, and we would immediately answer it for you. Now, for that, we have three different options for that question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
Wait, I'll just do the mother's maiden name.
Great. And what's the answer for that?
Garcia. And what's that for again?
So, like, we do give you, like, a business line that weeds out a lot of the spoof calls and things of that nature. We also use it for analytics. But still, with that, I mean, just because of how many bad scammers there are on the internet, you could still get, like, a spoof call, like a scam call. So we don't want anything bad happening. So we just set up that security question in case someone grimy tries to, you know, like, get into your personal information or anything. Posing as us. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay.
All right, and just one more thing I need to do before I can actually process the payment. It's called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, and it's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start this, Jason, but if at any point you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop. Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right, great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
JRG Builders, LLC.
All right, and please state your name and title within the business.
Jason Garcia and the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Great. Now, if you could, are you driving right now?
Yes, I'm on my way to my appointment.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a text to you, Jason. It's just going to be a like our phone number, our direct line that you should save. I'll just put you should save it under the name of our business, Local Slash. And whenever you get somewhere safe, just save that, because that's going to be the number that we call you from here on out, as well as how you contact us from here on out. Just give me one
okay.
All right, I just sent that number over to you via text whenever you get the chance to save that, so you have us in your contacts. Otherwise, do you agree to respond to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What do you mean?
Like, if you hire on anyone to do any additional online marketing effort, for you, you just let us know about it so we can accommodate it.
Okay.
Great. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, May 23rd, in the amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd day in the amount of $299. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. By the way, that is the number that I sent to you. I'm having you save, so don't be alarmed. But anyways, contact that number. You must speak to a live representative to prevent any charges on the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right, processing that now. All right, Jason, well, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you onto the Local Splash team, man. I really think this is going to be a great opportunity for the both of us and just a long-lasting relationship to come. Now there's just two things we need to do. You're driving, so I guess we can hold off on that. But please, Jason, when you get to a standstill and you're in a safe spot, there's a text that was sent to you. It's our terms and conditions. I would just need you when you get the chance to sign those for us, and so we can go ahead and proceed, because they're just going to want that already signed when we have our onboarding. But otherwise, we can go ahead and schedule that onboarding. So we have availability all today. Do you have any open slots?
What's the latest you have available?
The latest today would be 4 o'clock your time.
Let's do, I hate to put it off, but probably close Monday. I'm busy Tuesday. Can we do Wednesday morning?
Yeah, Wednesday morning, like when I called you today?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And this phone number we've been using, the 505-552-8321, so that's the way to reach you?
Yes.
Great. One moment, I'm just sketching that for us. All right, Jason. Well, we are all good to go, man. I have us scheduled up for Wednesday first thing for that call. I'll actually be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist that's going to be conducting the interview. But otherwise, we're all good to go. Again, if you could take care of those terms and conditions whenever you get the chance, that'd be great. But otherwise, there's nothing else we need to do currently. Again, I want to welcome you on to Local Splash, and thank you again. I really think this is going to be a great opportunity for you and just help you thrive in the long run.
All righty. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Jason. You have a great rest of your Friday, man. Enjoy the long weekend. Stay safe out there, and I'll speak with you on Monday, and we'll get all this rolling.
You as well.
Thank you, man. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.